This is Commentary, heard after the 7:30 news each weekday morning on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. I'm Chris Conley with today's commentary. Lyft is a website, and it's a great idea unless you're a cab driver. If you're not familiar with how it works, you download the Lyft app to your smartphone. It's a smartphone-based ride-sharing service. You use the app when you need a ride in situations where you might have otherwise call a cab. Lyft will match you up with one of their drivers. It's usually someone who's using their own car part-time to make a few extra bucks. You pay for the service through a credit card that you put on file with the Lyft website. Lyft gets a commission for matching you with your ride and gives the rest to your driver. Now, taxi companies hate this. A cab medallion in a major city costs big bucks, perhaps $1 million in New York City. They get transferred from one company to another as if they were gold. Cab companies pay even more in franchising and licensing fees to the cities they operate in, which amounts to a giant government-sponsored protection racket. Cities intentionally limit the number of taxi licenses. They want to make sure there are less than the right number of cabs to make sure that a limited number of drivers can maximize their earnings. In exchange for paying those fees, the cab companies and drivers expect the city to keep new competition out of the marketplace. And all of this gets paid for by overcharging the actual riders. That explains why in New York City, a cab ride from Manhattan to JFK is $52 plus tolls. But it's not safe to get into a stranger's car, you say. Well, it is in this case. Lyft does a background check on all of their drivers. Are the cars themselves safe? Well, yes, Lyft inspects the cars of the drivers before approving them. Perhaps the car won't be as comfortable as that big yellow taxi. Well, yes, it is. Lyft only approves people with late model cars who happen to be good drivers. And at the end of the ride, you rate your driver. If you give them less than 3 stars, Lyft won't match you with them ever again. The driver rates you as a passenger, too, so if you're the drunken fool who throws up in the back seat, they won't be driving you anymore. And Lyft is bonded and insured in case you're ever involved in a crash. A service like this also does away with many abuses in the taxi industry. When I lived in Brooklyn, many cabbies would refuse to take me home from Manhattan at night. The cab drivers don't want to drive to distant residential neighborhoods after hours when it's unlikely that they'll be able to get a fare back to Manhattan. Now, the rules say they have to take you anywhere, but they'd simply refuse to go there. On rainy days, there are never enough taxis. Some cab drivers will charge per passenger, even though the rules say they're entitled to only one fare if everyone gets in and gets out at the same place. Blacks and Hispanics in major cities have long complained that they're discriminated against while trying to hail a cab. The drivers pretend not to see them. Lyft does away with all of these abuses. Milwaukee is one of the markets that Lyft is trying to enter. As you might imagine, the city's taxi companies have cried foul, and they are now looking to the city council to protect them. The city's solution isn't a solution at all. They're going to increase the number of taxi permits by about 100. Lyft is facing similar opposition in other cities, and there are already competitors in the ride-sharing market from other websites like Sidecar and Uber. Technology and the entrepreneurism that it inspires is always going to move faster than government regulation. And governments have the default position that everything must be regulated. Good luck with that. As we move to a more high-tech and sharing society, that effort's going to be futile.